That time of the week when we do what we call Randall's One Song. And interestingly enough, we've been talking about languages. We've been talking about Zulu. And our musical feature today is someone steeped in those traditions. Randall, a very good afternoon to you. You've chosen the music today for us to enjoy of Nduduzo Makatini. The song's called Amatambo. But tell us why you're sharing this with us today. What's on your mind? Good afternoon to you.
Well, John, it's so wonderful that the subject that you were discussing before this was language.
Yes.
And obviously, this is an instrumental because he's a pianist. But similarly, there's a language of instrumentalism. And there's certainly a language of pianism. So if you look at some of the great jazz pianists, McCoy Tyner, Keith Jarrett, and the lineage, certainly in this case, of Abdullah Ibrahim has to feature, because he's certainly our most well-known South African pianist.
Right.
In this case, obviously, this gentleman has already worked with Simpiwe Dana and Fio Faku, and he actually has a PhD from Stellenbosch University, having obtained his original degree from the Durban University. And you'll know that Darius Brubeck, the son of Dave Brubeck,
yes, started
was
the
instrumental
music school
in
there,
that.
Yeah.
He started the music school in KZN. That's correct. So I think that, you know, if you look at players today, you know, so many of them have what I would call kind of ancient jazz roots, which go back all the way to the 1920s, stride piano, that sort of stuff, but are exploring very, very different musical languages and, how should I put this, forward-looking musical languages. And I think the listeners may know Kamasi Washington, mm-hmm. and what he's done instrumentally with a saxophone. So similarly, lots of history that's there. And in the case of Nduduzo, both South African musical history and kind of the history of piano, but exploring it in a different way and looking forward. And for me, you know, when you're exploring jazz, it's fundamentally about expressionism.
Yes.
You know, not having to stick to a certain palette or saying, well, I mean, I give a dumb example. A pop song's got to be 3.5 minutes long and it's got to have a verse and a chorus
and a bridge,
know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So in this case, I mean, that is absolutely wonderful for me, is all those roots that he's been able to maintain, but the level of expressionism and where he wants to go and how he wants to be understood in the modern world. And the last thing to say is that he's currently also on the most famous jazz label of all, Blue Note,
okay.
which with all due respect, and I'm certainly not into Nduduzo, and he's achieved so much. But if I were him, I would think that would be my greatest single achievement to be on that label.
Well, let's take a listen. Nduduzo Makatini, the music you were hearing in the background. This one's from 2018. The song is called Amatambo, and it's a beauty. Take a listen. Nduduzo Makatini, the song Amatambo. Randall, when you were setting up the introduction to the song, you referred to Abdullah Ibrahim, but you also referred to long jazz traditions and giants from way across the ocean, McCoy Tyner and others. Do you think there's something that is easily identifiable as South African jazz? Would you or anybody else say, aha, that's South African, or is it not that clear-cut?
I think that's the wonderful thing about jazz. And, you know, I'm probably going to sound like a jazz musician when I say that so many streams flow into a river.
Yes.
Right. And I think that that's the thing about it is, you know, Miles Davis said that you want to understand the music and know the history and all that sort of thing. And then you literally want to take all that and just throw it away. And I think that for me, there isn't anything that can really be called, you know, identifiable South African jazz. I think that South Africans, as listeners may hear something, know that it comes from South Africa and then kind of experience it in that way. But the thing about jazz traditions is that they've been around for such a long time.
Right.
That, and you know, people have been adding and taking away and manipulating it and changing it. And I guess that's the beauty of jazz, is that it isn't a static form, right? It isn't, it's not there written out and, you know, you have to play it that way. It's about, and even if you, you know, end up being a PhD student, in the case of Ndeduzo, you still ultimately are going to want to treat it as a form of expression rather than a form of replicating history. But I think that we must certainly be proud of the South African jazz traditions that grew out of you know, traditional forms of South African music.
Right.
In the case of Abdullah Ibrahim, Cape Flats church music, Guma, so many other South African musical traditions, and how those have become, as I say, interlaced and interwoven with what happens around the globe.
Thank you so much, Randall Abrams. Another fascinating window into the world of music. Randall's One Song. We do it every Friday. We'll do it at the same time next week.